This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Red and Gold Summit, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. All the hosts together again to kick off yet another 49ers season.
And there it is! The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl!
We are days away from the opener. And what could be better than to hear Spadoni, Shasky, Steiny, Guru, Dibs, and Willard talking football for 2 hours?
Shut up!
Hey, good luck with this one, Willard.
I am a control freak.
The floor is yours.
The Red and Gold Summit is now!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah,
let's
baby!
Go. Let's go!
Yeah!
All right. So there's two things to say first. The Red and Gold Summit is here, and thank you. And Steiny is not. Steiny is not here. So the Red and Gold Summit is underway. You all have an assignment, which is to boo him when he gets here.
He's on his way.
But anyway, no, we always start this with a heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who found time in your Thursday to make your way here to Westfield Valley Fair and King's Fish House and join us here. We love these events. Thank you so much from all of us here at 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. As if you didn't know, but still, it is important for us to do the introductions. Welcome our morning show, The Roast.
Yeah!
Joe Shasky and Joe Spadoni. Hi, Steiny. By the way. Also, a very special. This is Joe Spadoni's first summit.
This is his first summit. Thank you.
And now we can officially welcome in, better late than never, Steiny and Guru.
Yeah. Woo. Good to see you.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm all right. Good to see you.
We're going to dive right into this. Obviously, thank you also to our wonderful host today, King's Fish House. This has been awesome already. They'll be playing all the games all year long. So it's a great place to grab some oysters at the Oyster Bar. You see the great menu, grab anything on there, and catch your favorite team. But, of course, most of you are here because your favorite team is the 49ers. So with no delay, we're going to dive right in to question number one, everybody, and that is, how many wins do you think the Niners are going to have and why? And I am going to start over here in the morning and start with Joe Shasky, take it away.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me come out and be like the Mr. Pessimist?
You lead off
this
the day?
This is so unfair. All right.
Well, you already took off your jersey. You were in a Joe Montana jersey.
It's very, very, very warm. I'm used to the fog and the overcast. I was wearing a cotton shirt with a jersey. I sweat through it already, and I had to go buy a $20 Macy's off-the-rack shirt because I was sweating bullets.
And you chose pink, which is amazing.
The new color at the station.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. What are the Niners going to do? All right, I think high water mark is double-digit wins. I really do. High water mark, everything goes well. You know, their offensive line comes together, the running game, and Christian McCaffrey, he's healthy. Brian Robinson's a great addition. Ricky Pearsall looks like a stud. The defense is a work in progress. They get better as the year goes on, which is what my template is. They win 10, maybe 11. Things go well. Maybe Jimmy G's playing for the Rams. Maybe Stafford doesn't play every game. And the Niners aren't 1-5 in division like they were last year. You know, they were 6-9 when Brock Purdy started a game. So I'm going to say high water mark, 10, maybe 11 wins. Low water mark, I think at minimum this should be a 7 or 8 win team. Even if all goes to hell in a basket, if you will, I still think this team has enough talent, top end, premium, Hall of Fame level talent, to win 7 or 8 games.
All right, on to Joe Spadoni.
I mean, that was such a political answer. He didn't even say what it was. What number of wins? What are we doing here?
Pick a number.
How can we know? We didn't
Good
see Michael
calls,
Williams.
Well, how do we know?
We barely saw anyone in the preseason. How can anyone have a feel for what this team is?
Okay, I'll tell you.
They have 16 new starters.
They're playing a bunch of scrub teams. That's how. They're playing the Saints, who stink. They're playing the Jaguars, who stink. They're playing the Panthers, who stink. They're going to win at least 10 games. I'm saying 10 games, they're going to win, and they're going to get in a wide-open NFC. It's the Eagles and then everybody else. And even the Eagles have question marks as far as I'm concerned. Everyone's just kind of shoehorn them in into the Super Bowl. No, I'm not doing that. 10 wins for the Niners. They're getting the playoffs.
10 wins. Okay. 10 is the number. I like the definition.
Come on, Stein and Goo.
Stein and Goo. Goo, if we can get you to focus on the Niners, even though your boys are teeing off here in about an hour, how many wins for the 49ers this year and why?
All right. Before I go, and I love everybody that showed up, we love you, but my fourth grade teacher, Miss Gilbert, is here.
Yes.
Let's give her a round of applause.
That's awesome.
She started to 1-4-3.
Hey,
fourth grade. That's a while ago, y'all.
Miss Gilbert, was Goo a pain in the rear, or was he a good student? Okay, you got two thumbs up.
Here we go.
Right, okay.
So, to Spadoni's point, when you win 6 games like the Niners did, I think to myself, how much of that consisted of bad football and injuries? And it was a lot of both, right? But at times, I've criticized Kyle, but I also given him and Lynch and the team their flowers in regard to what they've built. So, for me to come in here all the way from the Union on 880, park the ride, and not give them the benefit of the doubt with Bosa, Warner, freshly new paid Brock Purdy, and what Shasky said, McCaffrey healthy, I got to give them 10-7. I got to give them 10 wins until we see otherwise.
Last year, 10 wins did not get the Seahawks into the playoffs. I'm just letting you guys know.
But last year at this time, I was saying it's a Super Bowl for sure. So I'm just trying to be – Spadoni shook his forward number. Willard ass. I'm going to go 10.
Yeah, 10 did not get the Seahawks in. It also won the division, though. So, Steiny, what's the number and why? Here we go.
Well, I'll tell you what. I listened to the interview with Houshmandzadeh on the way over, and he was pretty optimistic, about the 49ers.
Coaching.
So
he pointed to coaching a lot.
Earlier in the day – I picked 10, and I'm going to stick with 10. And the reason I'm going to stick with 10 is because the schedule, first and foremost. And then secondly, their offense should be pretty good. Their defense should probably get better over the course of the season. And did I mention their schedule?
You might have, yeah.
So there it is. Here's the other thing. You look at the Rams schedule, for example. Like, they play some really tough games.
First play schedule.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yep. So if 10-7 should probably put you in the mix to win the division, I would think.
Would you guys agree that this is the hardest team to put your finger on in the last 4 years for the Niners?
Absolutely. Oh,
there are so many unknowns.
Since 2019.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't even know half the secondary right now. We haven't seen any of the rookie defensive linemen really pop at any point. We don't know who's going to be their guard right now. Could be Connor Colby. Could be Ben Bartsch. We have zero clue about Christian McCaffrey. I think if we all knew McCaffrey plays 15 games and looks something like what he's used to looking like, we'd have a better feel for what they're going to be.
Let's
get to the McCaffrey thing in a little bit, because the idea that we have zero clue, like anybody can get hurt, and people coming off injuries, maybe it's different. He's had a phenomenal camp. He looks fantastic at camp. So I don't know.
But Mark,
beyond history, what's the evidence that Christian is in a bad spot today?
No. They had 40 touchdowns from Debo, Ayuk, and CMC in 2023. 40. You had one last year of those three. So those were known commodity, proven all-pro or at least Pro Bowl-level players who were studs. McCaffrey had 2,000 all-scrimmage yards and scored a touchdown in every game he played. He obviously made their red zone significantly better. Like, we got to kind of wait and see on McCaffrey. And even if he looks great week one, what's he look like week seven? What's he look like week 11?
Dibs, what's your number?
My number's 11, and I'm tempted to go 12 because when you – and we can all – I can regurgitate
Let's go, Dibs.
All the points. And I'm not usually the optimist, but Shasky's right about the number of new starters, but I also look at the jerseys that are in this – not a room, but the outdoor promenade here, and a lot of them are back. You've got five players who are either surefire Hall of Famers or on that track. You have a great offensive coordinator coach. You brought in a great defensive coordinator coach, and – the schedule. We've all mentioned the schedule. It's not only the schedule, it's also the stack. Because last year, Joe, I think it was five games where teams were coming off a bye on your schedule. You had the worst rest differential in 15 or 20 years in the league. This year, you don't have that. And you get the weak schedule. You split the division. You go 5-3 conservatively against the South divisions. And then you mop up against the bottom feeders. That's 11 right there.
Yeah, I think your number's right. I'm going to go 11 as well. And obviously, health can derail this thing in any
sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Way, shape, or form, but the bottom line is the schedule is going to have a lot of openings. The coaching is very, very good. I think it's just been undersold, the idea of how bad the 49er defense has been, especially last year, how poorly coached it was, and how that's different. So you might have questions with young players, but those young players are being coached in a way that last year's defense was not. I think Robert Saleh's presence is going to make an immediate imprint, and I see this as the NFC West champion with at least 11 victories this year. All right.
Wow.
Let's go. All right. Wow. Next up, besides Brock Purdy's extension, what is the number one thing that sticks out to you from the 49er offseason? And it can be good or bad. Take that wherever you want to go.
Yeah,
besides the Purdy extension, what stands out about the offseason? Dibs, what would you say first?
Saleh and the rookie class. You brought back Robert Saleh, and clearly he walked in and said, guys, I saw your defense last year. It was ferocious. Shout out Loneal. And so they used their first five picks on defensive players, which tells me you're not going to be immediately awesome defensively. I do think you can go from, what, 28th last year to mid-pack or even a tiny bit better. And for me, that makes a huge difference for a team that relies on a good defense to play complementary football. You get the lead, you run it, and you win games.
Steiny, what would you say there?
Can you repeat the question, please?
I knew I'd have to for
you. No, it was the biggest thing other than the Purdy
contract.
Forget
Purdy's extension.
Yeah, okay.
What stands out to you? What stands out to you from the offseason? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
McCaffrey. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
And what about him?
And it all comes down to whether he's healthy or not. And if he's healthy, it feels like they're a different team. They just are. When he got here, he took the team, or that's when they ascended to another level. Shanahan knows how to use him. But that's the other thing about Houshmandzadeh. Like, when he was going down the 49ers offense, he was like, it felt like, geez, they got unbelievable weapons just to hear him describe it. So I do think offensively they should be pretty good.
You were very affected by our TJ Houshmandzadeh interview.
By the way, he is incredible.
He's great.
He's good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
really
you're in the studio and you're listening, but if you're in the car, he's really good. Really good.
By the way, I will to a degree share your answer, but in McCaffrey, but I'll say it this way. I know a lot of us like to act like when we get the opportunity to go to camp that in some way we have the eyes of a scout, and we don't. So we've seen things at camp and we've read them wrong and all that. But I can just tell you, the practice that we went to earlier this year, Christian McCaffrey's legs, like it was so clear as day that he looked so fast and so healthy and so like he did 2 years ago and so not like he did last year. So that moment of watching him run in an organized setting for me is what stands out about the offseason as well. Guru, what would you say?
I know I'm weird and I said it on the air. And again, it's not a major indictment of any fraction of the team because I don't know where to start. But I told Steiny when we got news that Pearsall, who's a young man in his prime, was dealing with a hammy issue, it just made me think about the last 3 to 4 years and as much success as the Niners have, they've endured as many injuries as any other team, but it just felt like, damn, there's no pads on. How are these young Bucks coming to camp, whatever you're doing to train to get into shape, these soft tissue injuries just seem like a little version of the plague. So I know everybody's healthy now headed into the season, but if somebody wanted to take on a case study or a mini 30 for 30, you know, I would start it. It just seems like the Niners injured. Their guys get injured more than anybody, and this is without the pads. So that was just something I took Mykal Williams dealing with what he was dealing with and other players. But I know it's football. It's a rough sport, but not when you had you already got the pads on. And when Pearsall showed up with a hand, I'm like, it's supposed to be in the best shape in the world. So that was my biggest takeaway. Like, I don't even know where to start, and I'm not blaming, but dude, it just seems like the red and gold get hurt just jump roping.
There is a documentary in there somewhere. It's a complete head scratcher. This is the Red and Gold Summit 2025 at King's Fish House in Santa Clara, Westfield Valley Fair. Willard Dibbs, Steiny Goo, Shasky Spadoni, all with you all the way up until 6 o'clock. Our Summit 2025 season is here. How would you guys answer that, Joe Spadoni?
What would you say? It's been a great off season because you know what the tagline for TNT is? It's we know drama. And that's what the 49ers were the last three, four, whatever seasons. It was just drama, drama, drama. Last year, Ayuk, literally, we couldn't even rest off a Super Bowl loss with him complaining about a contract. Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey. It was injuries. It was holdouts. It was all of that. And outside of Juwan Jennings this year, and that already got, you know, cleared up, $3 million in incentives. Great for Juwan. Not really. It's not what he wanted, but great for the 49ers. No drama this year. You got Purdy locked up. You got Kittle locked up. You got Fred Warner locked up. Nothing. Quiet after that, and that is what they need. We had the GOAT Jerry Rice join us this morning, And he was talking about that after the Super Bowl. He's like, the only thing I want from the 49ers is to not hear about the 49ers this offseason. We didn't. And that's a win. That's a massive win.
I like that answer. Shasky, what would you say?
I think Dibs has been spot on. Bringing in Robert Saleh, they had 4.4 yards a carry. That's what they gave up last year.
Wow, really?
Saquon Barkley ran for 2K. The Niners gave up 2,200 on the ground.
Nice.
The Niners defense, 2,200. Eric Davis thinks that's a lot. Eric Dickerson thinks that's a lot of
and
yards.
And Davis.
This team also needed to shed a lot of dead weight. There were a lot of guys. I'm talking about the special teams coordinator. I'm talking about the punter, the kick return unit, coverage unit. Special teams cost them how many games? The fact that Jake Moody's still here is a little alarming. That's number one. I know we're going to get to him in a second.
Yep.
But bringing in a new special teams coordinator was vital. He cost them in the Rams game, cost them in so many of them. The Patriot game shouldn't even be close. And I look at all the new faces on defense. They were slow and old. Like, that is the reality. They got no rush last year. Devondre Campbell was terrible.
Oh,
Isaac Yiddum was terrible in the slot. And those guys got picked on. We've got a lot of young faces, a lot of young guys. Those guys have to take a leap forward within the season. That's why I'm so pessimistic. It's just, you're relying on a lot of youngsters. If a couple hit, they'll be sitting pretty. But that's asking a lot from guys to go from the SEC into the NFC West. Like, that's a big leap. So we'll see what they look like December. I'm cautiously optimistic on defense, but Robert Saleh coming in is the biggest acquisition, hands down. But you're going to miss Dre Greenlaw. I mean, that guy for one quarter,
one quarter.
All saw it,
yeah.
One quarter, wow. A handful of snaps. He was an unbelievable tone setter, and I just don't know where they're going to replicate that aura from. They need that kind of spark from some of these young guys. Charvarius Ward was a good Niner. I know it was at the end. How are you going to replace him? So, and then we'll see what the safeties, you know, we will see. So I think the defense is going to be a work in progress. Offensively, they should be able to move the ball, but no CMC destroyed their red zone. So if you get CMC back and he's healthy, that could be the difference in four or five games this year.
Guru, let's go to you then, and it's good to build off of what Joe's saying right here. What aspect of the 49ers right now scares you the most?
It's the defense, and, you know, I'm not a one-trick pony. It's real. This team has been more physical, even in the big games that they've lost, that they've had in their grasp. You know, they did well even under Wilkes. And you're talking about what Shasky's talking about and Dibs in regard to Saleh. I love it. But I've heard some of the greatest coaches say you can't win the race if you don't have the horses. So as fired up as I am about Saleh, it's about what he has as an extension of him on the field. And Alfred Collins, all that girth, 6'5", what, 332, 335, big dude. You got Mykael Williams. So you got some stuff to work with, but can it manifest soon enough for you to stop and fix, you know, what ailed you last year in regard to stopping NFL offenses? So that's my biggest component to, and I said 10 wins, I'm going to stand on it, but Bosa needs help. I look at the names, I look at the sizes, I'm like, okay, there it is. But man, Hufanga, that was a diamond in the rough. It started off early. True. Now he's not here, but can these youngsters hit like he did where we thought they had the next Ronnie Lott or something like that? So that would be my biggest fear.
I got one that I'll throw in next, and I bet a lot of people here who are watching us are about to nod their heads with
Uh-oh.
Me. The answer is Jake Moody.
Oh, my God.
Jake Moody.
Lay off of Wilmer.
Are we right or are we right? Jake Moody scares me the most because I do think, especially with this schedule, the 49ers are going to be the more talented team on the field more often than not. But a lot of games could, especially early, a lot of games could be close, and you cannot afford to give away any points. A game like this weekend is the type of game that scares me the most.
That's
a 2-point spread on the road in Seattle, crowd going crazy. Do you want Jake Moody lining up when it's 21-20?
Kyle's telling us yes.
Well, I don't care what Kyle's saying. We know what we see.
Exactly.
And Jake Moody has been unreliable, and until I
thank
see
God
different,
you guys aren't his teammates, because he's going to miss it.
Thank
well, you guys don't believe in him.
How can you? you.
It's our job to sit here and prop the kid up.
Exactly. He was hurt. He was hurt last year.
Keep it real. No, you got to give him that.
He's not hurt this year, and he's missed kicks in every game.
Oh, come on. He had a game tying and a game winning field goal in Vegas, which was a house of horrors for him earlier.
He cost them the Rams game. He kicks a field goal in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go. They go up 10. They win that game. All right? Like, special teams in that also had a fake punt. They were up 14-0 in the second quarter. A fake punt, which everyone saw coming, that they converted for a first down. Then they also, after Ronnie Bell dropped, they punted the ball back to the Rams, and they got a 60-yard return. Special teams, that's just one game. Yep. Special teams cost them over and over and over again. Jake Moody is a part of a lot of failures for that unit.
I think that when push comes to shove, if he has those moments again, Joe, and you're right about the miss against the Rams, we don't often focus on that because it wasn't a game winner, but it was a salter.
It was game ender.
Shout out Lisa.
It was
Lisa Salter. You salt that thing away, he misses.
That's a three.
And this is why I'm not worried about Jake Moody, is because Shanahan's not worried about Jake Moody. If Jake struggles, Jake is gone. If Jake does well, now that he's changed his two-step approach and his ankle's fine, if he comes out and goes 11 for 12 on his field goals, he gets to stay.
Well, Kyle Shanahan saying that he's not worried about Jake Moody does not mean Kyle Shanahan's not worried about Jake Moody. That means,
Kyle Shanahan said
in front of a microphone that he's not worried about Jake Moody. The same way he used to say, no, me and Steve Wilkes are on the same page. Yeah. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
This is not like being worried about a guy who you have an eight-year contract of, you know?
Yeah, I think for a guy like Kyle Shanahan, whatever the decision's going to be will be an easy one. Like, I think
some
he probably
think it
but how about
is.
The solution?
Well, dude, pick somebody else up.
Yeah, you can go to the Walmart of field goal kickers. Good luck.
That's right.
In week two or three, okay.
Well, how is drafting one worked?
Still in progress.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is, like, he views Moody as he's either going to make kicks or I'll cut him.
Wow.
And that decision, like, I won't even have to make. It will be made for me. So that's all I mean. In the sense of I don't think he worries about it. I mean, he's going to worry about it if Moody's lining up from 49 when they're down two, for sure. But then again, he misses it. He's probably gone.
Steiny and Spadoni, what's your answer to it? What aspect scares you the most?
Hey, Mark, you ever seen The Dark Knight? You ever seen that movie?
Of course.
You know, there's a character named Harvey Dent. I believe in Harvey Dent.
Where are you going?
I believe in Jake Moody.
Okay.
All right?
Oh,
wow. I do.
All right. Let's
go. I believe in him. That's
fine.
I'm with you, kid. Jerry Rice joined us this morning, and he had confidence in him. The greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
All right? If he's got confidence in the kicker, I got confidence in the kicker, too. All right? He'll get it done. If he wins a game winner this week, this Sunday, he wins a game winner, I don't want to hear anything from any of you.
I love you.
I'm with you. I'm pro-Jake.
I love that everybody up here is like all the people who work for the Niners are in favor of Jake Moody, so we should be in favor of Jake Moody. The guy is missing kicks right and left in the preseason.
He's a victim of his draft position, where he was drafted.
He's a
victim of being a third-round pick.
I don't care if he was the first pick in the draft. Make the kick. You're a kicker.
We hold people their feet to the fire for preseason performances as a kicker. If you're anywhere else in the field, we don't give a crap.
It's the only job where you're not being defended by somebody who's not even an NFL player.
You're being defended by 11 people who are trying to block that kick.
How many teams feel good about their kickers? Seriously. How many teams actually feel good about their kickers? Four, five, six, seven, eight. Well, I don't even know that many.
Yes.
Maybe half.
I would say more than half. I would say what teams are going into the season more down on a field goal, you know, on
their
kicker.
Neither of you can name at least 10 kickers in the NFL right now.
You know what?
Neither of you can.
This leads perfectly, that's
my point.
This leads perfectly into what we're going to be doing next, because we're going to welcome the audience into this entire conversation. And oh, by the way, speaking of the audience, if you listen to 95.7 The Game, you know some of these names. You know Gene is here. You know San Jose Jazz is here. Grandpa Daddy is here. Leroy in Oakland is here. Miss Gilbert got the shout out is here. So thank you for all being here. The Red and Gold Summit at King's Fish House.
Yeah.
Westfield Valley Flair. A reminder that coming up tonight after the summit at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries try to clinch a playoff spot. They're going against the worst team in the league, the Dallas Wings. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. You download the app, search Valkyries. You'll see it there. You can also watch on KPIX Plus with the pregame starting at 6:30. We are just getting started, and our crowd on hand gets involved in these questions. Coming up next, the Red and Gold Summit is here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.